This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. It's time for a brand new segment. Dean's got a beanie's bonnet.
Yeah.
I told you to wait for the sound effect, Dean.
Yeah, I do. Robbie was like, you know what? Just rant about something for a bit. And it's time that I did. And 9 out of 10 times, it's going to involve social media. You may or may not know that I'm a very busy homosexual, doing very homosexual things.
They haven't banned you again, have they?
No, they haven't banned me. It's not about banning on social media, but it's about how people choose to use it to communicate. I'm amazed at the number of people that use their phones to communicate with me on Facebook or on WhatsApp or in any way that's not sending an email or using it for its actual purpose, which is to use it as a phone. I know I sound like an old man screaming at the wind, but I have people that send me a message on social media that I haven't looked at yet because I don't look at my messages whenever you send them, and about really important information that they need to know in the next 5 minutes, but they send me the message on their phone instead of, I don't know, just calling me. And this kind of way of communicating from a passive, safe place drives me a little crazy. I recently got a message from an individual who fat shamed me on social media, and they let me know that they had decided Saturday morning to unfriend me from Facebook. I was like, well, that's odd. Like, all right. So I decided, let's have a look at who this person is. I don't believe I've ever met them before in my life. I'm very friendly. If someone wants to add me, they may have been around in the scene years ago. So I added them on and I was like, all right, thanks for letting me know. Bye. I didn't know what else to say.
See, this is the problem. More people know you than you know people.
But then like, I decided going to go back through my history of my social media with this individual. And I looked back, and in 2016, they sent me a message saying thanks for the ad. In 2017, and I'm talking more than 12 months later, they sent me a message going, how are you? And I never responded because I don't use my messages that much. So I could look at it and it could be 3 months later if someone's asking me how I am. If they want to know, I figure they'll pick up a phone and call. And maybe that's on me, but this is not my fault. And then there was another message fat shaming me about 6 months ago that I didn't respond to. Then there was a message saying, would you like to go on a date, that I didn't respond to. I've never responded to any of these messages. And then there was the message on Saturday saying, I'm going to unfriend you. If you need to message a person that much and they don't, messages aren't about you sending them. Messages are about the responses that people send back. Am I wrong, Robbie?
Or you could, I don't know, reply to the message.
No, but I'm not sitting on... Do you know how many messages I get in Messenger? Do you know what? If we're just going to look at my unread text messages right now, and I'm not saying this is ideal, but stand at 131, and at least 100 of those are Lisa Mann in a group chat with Holiday Night. But
now I know why you hate group chats so much.
Because if I spent all of my time looking at all these little... Everyone... Yeah, I hate group chats. They drive me crazy, but I choose to pick up my phone and look at the instruments of social media at the time I choose to look at them, not when a person chooses to send them. If you're using a phone to communicate, how about you use it to call someone? Not to text, because I get lots of texts going, are you free to talk right now? And my theory is, if I'm going to put as much effort into that as you've put in, and if I'm free, then I will say yes. If I'm not, then I just don't respond and you know that I'm not. Because if I want to know if someone's free, I call them. If they don't pick up the phone, they're not free. Is that crazy? Am I an old man yelling at clouds?
I think you're fighting a losing battle.
No, I won't have it.
I understand your point, but I think unfortunately society's heading the other way. I know you love a phone call or you love a bit of a verbal...
It's not that. It's just if you want something from someone, it's not just a simple matter of sending the message to them. You need to actually make sure they get it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's...
I also think there are certain ways
I get
that...
press releases via Snapchat for some
reason. Yeah, I think there are certain ways that you should communicate with people on a professional level. Now, I've dealt with friends professionally and I don't, I don't talk about
We'll talk about that off air.
Over Messenger or whatever. That goes through my work email, please.
And I get a lot of business conversations via Facebook messages or Messenger. No, but also when it's Saturday night or at 1 in the morning, and that's happened a lot in the last week, at 1 in the morning where it's like, we need to have a conversation about this.
Yeah,
I'm obviously not here
yeah.
to have the, and it's just
which I think is a byproduct of the community and the fact that, you know, the people that are sort of you are working for are also part of your network of friends, so they feel very comfortable with you.
Well, this now you understand,
but yes, there
why
should be a
I,
level of professionalism.
Why I never switch off, because no one allows me.
No,
but we have been having a great talking point on the show today for the entire show, because Pride Centre Victoria, the Victorian Pride Centre, have been asking us to name the crane of the Victorian Pride Centre, and the name's going to be put on it. And Robbie said, what did you say? Cranny McCrane
Cranny McCrane face.
We got some great messages in. There was The Hills Hoist by Simon. Cranny Minogue, I loved. Then we had Cranebow, like Rainbow, and that was from Dave, who actually said they entered into the competition on the Pride Centre website. Macca Craner. We also had Daryl Braithwaite, because it's the counterweight of the crane. Natalie Baffink-Swaite. Wait no longer. Everyone got into the wait. Wade with Pride. I love that. The Hook and Sling, which I thought was cute. The Wait is Over was fantastic.
This is one of my favourites.
Homo Erectus was a good one by Fiona. What about Fraser? Fraser Crane. Hilarious. Prompt Corner was my suggestion, thanks to a listener listening in, which was the name of a cafe, a queer secret key, well, a queer cafe run by Bunny Brook here in Melbourne, and I thought that was cute. Another one was, what about, this was messaged in by Simo at the from the Paris end of East St Kilda, saying, what about naming the crane Marilyn, as in Munro, in honour of Jude Munro, who came in, which I thought was lovely.
Who's the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre,
was,
of course.
How about Pridezilla? For the name of the crane.
Oh, I like Pridezilla. That's a good one.
That's a great one. Now, everyone, we've loved you all messaging. That one was from Trish, by the way. Great one, Trish. We've loved you all messaging this in. But you know what? If you want to have your name to go into the draw with the Pride Centre, just go to the Pride Centre's website.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Which is pridecentre.org.au, and you can submit your name for the crane that will be, of course, flying high above Fitzroy Street.
The suggestions are going to be closing on the 18th of July. And so far, we've had a gaggle of great ones. So I'm like, everyone, do it. It's going to be a huge part of our history and culture, and I'm all for it.
Dean, it's time for us to go. The end of the fun and frivolity of Mad Wednesdays for another week. But, of course, stay with us because the hits are coming up straight after this.
And more sporting talk as well.
With Chicks Calling, Talking Footy.
Well, no. There's another sporting show while they're taking a break.
Oh, sure.
That's why I didn't say the name of the show.
We should have talked about that off air.
Anyway, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we can't back... Wait to be back to drive you home next week.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.